Am I there? Yes, I'm there. Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tuesday, May 15th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Looks like we've got some technical difficulties again with my Dixie Chicks music. Hopefully one of these days we'll get that straight. Let's see, a few announcements, and then we're going to go into my guest today, which is always on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff. We're going to update you a little bit on Leo Wanta, talk a little bit more in depth about the Bush family tree, and we're going to cover Blackwater, which I find is fascinating as well as a bit scary. I've got some concerns about that I'm going to go over with you today, and so is Don. I'd like to get your input on this. But anyway, let's start out by saying, as always, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, simply email freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Don't forget, we got a debate tonight on Fox. We've got Ron Paul up against Rudy Giuliani, who, by the way, I just found out today is campaigning a lot in Texas. And, you know, his law firm is handling SinTrust. That's the Trans-Texas Corridor. Very interesting. So, anyway, don't forget the debate's on at 8 o'clock Central Time. You want to definitely watch that. The gas out, today's the 15th. Okay, don't buy any gas at all. I hope you got your tanks full. And don't forget to continually boycott Exxon and Mobil, because they're the people that set the standard for the price, and we don't want those gas prices going up to $4 a gallon by summer, so let's just continue to keep it up. Okay, now I'm going to take a little bit on the pledge, or not the pledge drive, but the hate crimes bill. Just got an article here that the Zionist Jews pressure Bush to sign the hate bill. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but I am going to cover a couple of paragraphs, because we've been talking about this and asking you guys to call the senators and tell them not to vote for it, which you've been doing a very good job of doing, and I commend you for that. But let me read this paragraph to you. It says, last week, it seemed the federal anti-hate bill, S-1105, was slated by Democratic leaders to move through the Senate very rapidly, even to a vote by Friday. Now, the opposite may be true. Pro-hate bill supporters may actually want to delay its consideration in the Senate in order to have time to generate massive pressure upon President Bush to approve a, quote, modified hate bill, or renege altogether on the veto threat. And skipping down another paragraph here, it says, new tactics. Clearly, pro-hate bill strategy is shifting dramatically. And this is Ted Pike talking. When I called the offices of Senator Gordon Smith and Senator Edward Kennedy this morning, gone was any hint of rapid movement towards passage. Instead, they say it may be next week before the Senate considers the bill. In fact, the forward article says the Senate judiciary may still hold hearings on S-1105. Well, guess what? Now the ADL is putting pressure on George Bush to sign it anyway and not veto the bill. So just keep the calls and letters coming in, folks. This is a battle that is not yet won. We'll have to wait and see what George Bush does, but we all want to continue to pick up that telephone. Call area code 202-456-1111 and thank Mr. President Gag for not signing or for not vetoing, excuse me, for vetoing the bill. Yes. Now on to the pledge drive for a moment. Remember, RBN is in a pledge drive. We've got some back bills that need to be paid. We're on our way, but the pledges need to keep coming in, folks. We need some more revenue to pay these back bills. We're still waiting on a settlement from the insurance company. They're dragging their feet, and in the meantime, they're backed up, and they have to get these bills paid. I'll come back, talk for a minute about that after the break, then I'll go to my guest. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, at least temporarily, because we're going to be moving to Austin, evidently, in the not-too-distant future. And speaking of that, don't forget, folks, if you haven't already sent in a donation, please do. They need to get caught up on back bills, and they've been hit with this. You know, now they have to move, which is an additional expense. So if you would, please call up, make a donation at 800-724-2719. Or you can go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation, or you can send your donations into 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And just think about how good you'll feel after you've made a donation. They really need the money or they wouldn't ask, folks. Okay, I'm going to go to my guest in just a second, but I want to tell you what we're going to talk about today. We're going to give you an update, and this is a weekly thing, if anything happens or if it doesn't, on Leo Wanta, on that story. It's an ongoing kind of a Wanta-gate thing. I'm going to give you a few updates on a little more investigation on the Bush family tree. As you know, Don Nikoloff has written an article that's in the Idaho Observer on the Bush family tree, and he's uncovered a little bit more stuff we're going to go into. But also we're going to cover a little bit on Blackwater, which is of severe concern to me. We'll go into that a little bit and hopefully get some of your input on it as well. So without any further ado, let's go to Don Nikoloff. Don, are you with me?
I'm with you, Michael.
How are
you
today?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. And how about yourself?
Well, I'm, you know, I've been taking these new pills to lose weight with, and I think you know about those. And I'll tell you what, you know, if I'm not taking them, I get a little bit tired, which I'm kind of going through my lull this afternoon. But I'm telling you, Don, I've probably lost 5-6 pounds in the last 5 days, so I'm really impressed with this stuff.
Are you going through liposuction or?
No, every morning on my air mattress, I wake up on the floor because there's a leak that I can't find in it. So, at any rate, let's shift gears here and let's go in and talk about Leo Wanta for a little bit, okay?
Well, the last time we spoke about the ambassador, and he is an ambassador still to this day, representing the government of Somalia to both Switzerland and Canada. He was entrusted with managing some investments on an official capacity, not to mention his destabilizing of the former Soviet Union by buying and reselling discounted rubles. The money that was amassed was intended to go to the United States Treasury. It still is, but it's been hijacked by some criminals. Now, the last time we spoke, I believe I mentioned that there was a shutdown of the Bank of England over an eight-hour period. Do you recall me?
Right, and yeah, something happened with their computer system, and you know, mysteriously and coincidentally enough, the Queen happened to make a visit over here last week.
Well, yes, under the guise of establishing a connection between Brussels and London, Brussels and New York, and New York and London, they shut down the computers at the Bank of England for some 8 hours. Between March 29th and March 30th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you as a regular citizen had your paycheck and you wanted to deposit that or cash it or withdraw some money, and you couldn't online or personally at the bank complete such a transaction. Now that basically crippled the British economy in terms of anyone who was doing business with the Bank of England for that eight-hour period, and then it was disclosed or discovered that after that eight-hour so-called test, probably something that could be done in a matter of minutes, took 8 hours, they hijacked 10,000 tons of gold worth $4.8 trillion.
Okay, they hijacked it on through the computer on paper? They physically moved gold to a different location?
Literally, the gold was moved or removed from the bank, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to have gone to Deutsche Bank.
Okay, and this is under the same, like what happened with the gold in the Twin Towers. When they collapsed, there was mysteriously all this gold that was removed.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But they kind of reneged on their promise with Deutsche Bank, and they sent the money to Commerzbank, and they were furious at Deutsche Bank. Of course, reading between the lines, I knew instantly what had happened. And now this was an extra $300 billion over the $4.5 trillion Lecce settlement.
Okay.
Christopher Story, who has been the mouthpiece for Ameritrust Group, Inc., and we're talking about Lecce Corporation, which is basically managed by Michael C. Cottrell, who is an absolutely brilliant economist, and he is the treasurer and vice president of Ameritrust Group. They came to the conclusion that that it was the same operatives doing the money laundering schemes in hedge funds and derivative accounts and trusts using our current Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Henry M. Paulson,
mm-hmm.
Richard Cheney, Vice President.
These same names keep popping up. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Michael Chertoff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Robert Kimmett, who is a deputy treasurer, or deputy, I'm having difficulty recalling if it's like a deputy secretary treasurer, but he is like the second in command there. His name keeps coming up, of course. There are other people, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's name keeps surfacing, and some 1,500-plus operatives in the government and in the intelligence agencies within the Beltway who are named in these lists. Now, Christopher Story for the past couple of weeks has been calling for the expulsion of the U.S. ambassador out of London, out of England for that matter. And as of today, at approximately 1,500 hours, or I should say 1,700 hours, or around 5 o'clock London time, he's calling for the expulsion and the freezing of all the bank accounts, American-held bank accounts in England. Now, you mentioned the Queen coming last week, and I think I had kind of mentioned to you, I can't remember if I did this on the air or off the air, But the Queen's arrival was not an accident. This was intended. She was furious. According to Christopher Story, this money is basically her money.
Mm-hmm.
And they've hijacked $4.5 trillion and then an additional $4.8 trillion, and they're using this $4.5 trillion as collateral.
As collateral for what, Don?
Well, for the transactions that shifted this gold out.
Okay.
Now, we're going to presume they did this electronically or on paper. You know, I'm not there. I don't have pictures of them taking the gold. But for whatever reason, if they did this electronically, the assets have been shifted to the Commerce Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all intents and purposes, you know, they've hijacked that gold.
Okay.
Whether it's physically been removed or not.
Okay.
Now, the Queen is very upset about this, and her appearance in the United States during the Kentucky Derby by no means was intended to be a sightseeing tour. And this has been brought up to our president. He has received numerous faxes, numerous letters. He received one from Michael Cottrell. And as much as people have a hard time grasping that this is going on, now there are other world leaders who are actually voicing their opinion about what should happen. And, you know, it involves Afghanistan, it involves Iraq, and the recent move or the planned move of Halliburton to Dubai, they're basically hinting that this can backfire on Halliburton and the people, because the people who were involved with Halliburton, because this is all part of this money laundering scheme.
Okay.
Now, there have been numerous banks in the United States mentioned, as well as the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, because they're still trying to blackmail Ambassador Wanta. Of course, the CIA knowingly lied on an international basis that Ambassador Wanta was dead, and when Ambassador Wanta surfaced and sued and accepted the settlement with the intention of putting $1.575 trillion of that $4.5 trillion settlement into the Treasury, they hijacked that as well, and basically that's an admission that they've done this. But okay. we're talking about an amount exceeding $75 trillion.
Okay, Don, let me interrupt you for just a minute and ask you, I had heard, and maybe it was you that told me, I don't know, Ambassador Wanta is yet being charged again under Wisconsin law for something else, is that?
Yeah, they keep sending these bogus tax bills. Now his third paying of a $14,129 fine. Actually, the third payment was over $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had two prior payments that he made. One he had made while he was still in Asia, and the second one was made sometime during his initial incarceration. Now, on a third occasion, Christopher Story himself came, and this is published in his book, International Currency Review. All the details, he's got the canceled check, the receipts, everything. They wanted to do this electronically, and he insisted that he get a handwritten receipt. This went through the Corrections Department in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, let's take a break, Don. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, talking about Leo Wanta. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us, folks. It's getting better.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live temporarily from Round Rock, Texas, soon to be in Austin. Short segment coming up here. Let's go back to my guest, Don Nikoloff, talking about Leo Wanta. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. As I mentioned in the past, there was a sting operation that was, according to Christopher Story, perpetrated under the direction of Richard Cheney, the vice president, and this involved a computer screen that gained access to a bogus account at Jersey Channel Islands, and they were doing financial transactions on this screen to gather, I'm going to put in quotes, evidence that he was doing something illegal, when in reality it was a case of stolen identity, and then they were trying to set up something with China involving $1 trillion, or I should say a $500 trillion yen conversion into euros. And they had approached China with this several times. And, you know, we've heard reports in the media that Henry Paulson was in China dealing with the trade imbalance, when in reality these trillions of dollars is at major issue. It's the core of the issue, and it has nothing to do with the trade imbalance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
let me stop you, and for all our listeners, put out the website of Christopher Story, so in case they're not familiar with this ongoing, you know, Wantagate fiasco, they can go in there and bone up on it.
Yes, I urge anyone at a computer to go to www.worldreports.org. Click on the link at the top of the page, and then that takes you into the archives Of course, you're going to want to read the article that's posted currently. It's in real time what's going on. It's only been a matter of days since his previous article. And he's being harassed by the CIA. Of course, they've attacked his computer, that of Michael C. Cottrell, Leo Wanta. They're monitoring their phone conversations, making threats. Now, there's some very, very interesting news that came out a couple of reports ago, and this is from Christopher Story, that back in 2004, he had met with Delmark Vreeland, who was an agent for the Office of Naval Intelligence. And he seems to be sort of a monarch project figure as well, meaning that he's under mind control. But they had him incarcerated for a time in Canada. And in prior to 9/11, he predicted it. He told Christopher Story that 9/11 was going to happen.
I remember that guy. I did some research on him, and he was detained. He was in a prison cell at the time, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But he knew about it, and he had faxed many of the Leo Wanta bank documents. These were the documents that you had mentioned in the past, the $1 billion to Jorge Bush.
Right. That was a wire transfer, and I saw that particular document. It was a wire transfer that was made into a bank in Panama for Jorge Bush, and
yes,
that was shortly. That was within 80 days of the time that they went in and went into this operation to get what's his name, Noriega.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, the listeners have to keep in mind that this has been going on since 1993, so we're looking at 14 years of this type of activity. And there were numerous attempts prior to that both Bush Sr., and we're talking about H.W., and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had gotten their hands on the money,
mm-hmm,
directly related to the so-called suicide of Vince Foster. That was a $250 million payment for the
Children's Defense Fund, right,
which is nothing more than a CIA operation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of this money has been diverted to the CIA or the Defense Department or the shadow intelligence agencies.
Well, speaking of shadow intelligence agencies and so forth, this is why I want the listeners to stick around, because this is going to get really good. This is all tying in here. We're going to talk a little bit more about Wanta, then we're going to go into a little more on the Bush family tree, but then we're going to cover some stuff on Blackwater, and I think you'll see how some of this ties in, folks. So go ahead, Don.
Now, Christopher Story, going back to the Delmark Vreeland, Vreeland had shown himself to be quite knowledgeable about what was happening to Leo Wanta, and I suppose that his incarceration had something to do with them trying to muzzle him. Yet he was able to get some information to Christopher Story and set up another meeting in 2004. And during that time, Christopher Story met him in Canada kind of reluctantly, because he's not totally stable, in Christopher's opinion. He related to him a plot to set off 4 megaton nuclear bombs in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This was during the Republican National Convention of 2004, was it not?
Well, this was intended to take place
right
around that time.
Because I remember reading something about that, yeah.
But this year, that's where they're supposed to have, or I should say next year, that's where the convention is supposed to take place, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling Christopher Story, and Christopher Story was backing this up with the intelligence aid information, that it was a high probability that they were going to try to pull this off by October 1st of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
He filed a report with authorities in New York, filed an affidavit, and, of course, we heard nothing about it.
Right.
But Christopher Story believes that we thwarted this, or he thwarted it, by bringing out this report.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in 3. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, talking about Leo Wanta. See you in a bit. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, talking a little update on Leo Wanta. I want to make an announcement. I haven't opened up the phone lines yet. I know that there are callers calling in. You're going to have to bear with us. We've got a lot to cover here, and we had planned on opening up the phones possibly in the next hour. But right now, during this hour, we've got a lot to cover, and we don't have time. So if you want to hold, callers, that's fine. If not, then I would suggest that you call back in the second hour when I open the phone lines. At any rate, let's go back to Don Nikoloff. Don, go ahead.
Okay. Michael, I'd like to take some liberty here and read a couple of key points that Christopher Story outlined.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is in relation to the whole affair. He says, now I quote, Great British public, point number one, as a result of the American criminal government's deliberate raid on Her Majesty's lean gold assets, the United Kingdom and the Bank of England have been bankrupted. But you don't know this yet. You soon will. Get ready for the dire consequences. Great British public, point number two. Given the stealing of Her Majesty the Queen's lean gold assets by the U.S. criminal official CLAC in collaboration with Deutsche Bank and other organs of the DVD, Dachau, Britain has suffered an act of war fronted by the United States on behalf, ultimately, of the Dachau-based Nazi strategic continuum for which no forgiveness is possible. This act of war is sufficient to enable the British government to inform the European Union that it will activate its right to leave the EU collective, now at last exposed as a long-range entrapment geostrategy orchestrated from Dachau in accordance with the authoritative Nazi strategy blueprint Europäische Wirtschaftsgemeinschaft, published in Berlin in 1942, upon which the convoluted Maastricht Treaty is modeled. Great Britain can do this under various headings, not least under Article 49 of the 1969 Geneva Convention on the International Treaties. And he suggests you see posting dated 12th of October, 2005. More to the point, since the rule of law has collapsed, Britain can recognize this indisputable reality by getting out of the German collective unilaterally. Value-added tax accruals can then be applied directly to the urgent needs of British society without the unwanted intermediation of institutionally corrupt and grasping foreign bureaucrats. British Prime Minister Tony Blair, your cockiness is extremely offensive. You have been sacked by Her Majesty for good reason, but you are acting the limpet like your corrupt co-conspirators, Mr. Paul Hole-in-His-Socks Wolfowitz, U.S. Vice President Cheney, Mr. Henry M. Conflict of Interest Paulson, and other fellow conspirators who appear to have decided collectively to stay in place until the storm blows over. Sorry, you have misread the vibes, Prime Minister, just like you misread, twist, and in misinterpret everything you touch. You have passed your sell-by date. Your services are no longer required by Her Majesty. Then he says, get the hell out.
Okay. Let's on the subject of Wolfowitz, we know that there's this scandal that popped up not too long ago with his mistress or whoever that was getting a raise. But now they're talking about him stepping down from the World Bank, and that's what this is really about, correct?
Yes. In fact, I believe that little inconvenience is really to masquerade what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now, U.S. gold badges have attempted to serve Cheney. There was an attempt on April 18th of this year to serve him, and it was explained away by the media that some Secret Service agents' guns accidentally went off. And intelligence that Christopher Story reported was that one agent, one of the gold badges, was killed, and one or two others were wounded.
Mm-hmm.
This happened also in Australia in late March, when Cheney was being served. A subpoena. So, this is just outright corruption
mm-hmm.
to the max.
Right. And this, as I mentioned prior to the listeners, that what we're going to cover today, you're going to see that it's all tying in here. We're going to get an update on, going down the Bush family tree and a couple other little snippets that you've uncovered. I also uncovered something on Karl Rove yesterday that I was looking at that looks like his grandfather was one of the orchestrators in the Birkenau prison camps.
Interesting.
Yeah, you didn't know anything about that? I uncovered that one yesterday. Hey, give me a point, Don.
I think you told me about that, actually.
Yeah, okay, all right, so let's continue. All right, have we got any more on Wanter, or are we going to move forward to the Bush stuff?
Well, I urge anyone that really wants to read this, I could spend an hour just reading this one article that he wrote. These points drive home several things. The research that I've independently conducted is lining up perfectly with what Christopher Story is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider him quite an expert in this area. He's been doing this for 37 years. The CIA is making claims that he's working for British intelligence agencies. Nothing is further from the truth. He's an independent publisher and editor of some very, very fine and revealing geo-financial publications.
Okay. And he's written a 480-page book regarding this whole situation?
Yes. His normal international currency review was expanded twice its size back in December or January of this year. And that publication is 480 pages with official documentation of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some crazy blog on the internet. This, what he writes is intelligence based, and it has everything to do with what's going on in the world financial arena.
Right, and the reason that I decided to report on this is because I went down and did some investigative research on this, and I happened to see some of these documents, and they are authentic documents. And curiously, as I followed this story behind the scenes, I noticed that certain things that are transpiring that we all hear about in mainstream media parallels this perfectly. Now, the reason given for some of these incidents that happen mainstream, you know, couldn't be farther from what's really going on. But the curious thing about it is they parallel each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So you want to shift gears here and move up towards the...
Do you have any callers?
I've got one. Yeah, I've got a guy on the... You want to take a caller?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael and Don. Did he hang up? Oh, okay. Well, he hung up. So I didn't know that you wanted to open the phone lines yet. Did you want to open the phone lines and cover this stuff while we have the phone lines? Because I'm going to warn you, we do this and we may not be able to get much further.
Well, we can take a few calls. I'm sure there are some people, you know, there are a lot of people in denial, first of all.
Well, I know. I know there are. And there's a lot of people that are skeptical. A lot of people are in denial. There's a lot of people that have followed this and know, because I've gotten several emails asking me to cover this. And as I mentioned to the listeners before, I pondered it for quite some time before I decided to.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, okay, I'll tell you what. I will go ahead and open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. You guys can go ahead and call in if you have any questions or comments about it. And in the meantime, we'll keep that under the hat, move on to the Nazi connection here. How's that?
Okay. where do I start?
Well, okay, let me help you out here. Don wrote an article that was posted last week in the Idaho Observer. It's on the internet all over the world. And it basically talks about George H.W. Bush's real identity as not George H.W. Bush, but indeed George H. Scherf, Jr. And I believe that you went down and did a little bit further discovery on the family tree issue regarding the Bushes lately, right?
Yes. Well, initially, for those who are, you know, first-time listeners to this topic, Otto Skorzeny had come out of... hiding, we'll say. He was living in southern Florida, and Eric Orion, his pen name, was dating one of Skorzeny's daughters.
Now, Skorzeny was the former bodyguard to Adolf Hitler.
Yes,
right.
He was an assassin, and according to Skorzeny, he and George H.W. Bush founded the CIA. Now, there are people who have studied the history and written about the history of the CIA, and they give Bill Donovan, or otherwise known as Wild Bill Donovan, and Alan Dulles the major credit, but that's how it's set up to have a fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they didn't participate. They were very instrumental in it, but there were operatives working in the background, and those are the ones that Skorzeny exposed. He talked about Operation Paperclip and Odessa, and really the fact that it wasn't just German scientists that were brought in to help our scientists. It had more to do with the spy network.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Don from Ohio called back, so let's take him, okay? We don't want to leave him on hold anymore. Don from Ohio, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that I believe it was Newfoundland lost the most gold in the World Trade Centers. Have they ever made a stink about not retrieving their gold back or, you know, anything in return?
Nothing that I've heard publicly. Of course, you can presume that that's in any of the G8 meetings or any of the EU meetings that are taking place that they've voiced their discontent with that. But it's not something that's been made public to my knowledge.
Okay. Now that Greg Szymanski is not covering Leo Want anymore, are you still talking with him about it, or what?
You talking about to Don?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think Don. Did you ever talk to Szymanski about this, or was this your own research?
Oh, no. This is my research.
About Leo Want.
Right.
Greg. Oh no, I've never talked with Leo Want.
No.
Greg Szymanski, did you?
What the caller's asking, Don, is have you ever conferred with Greg Szymanski now that he's no longer covering this?
No. Why should I?
No, well, nothing
against Greg. I'm just saying if he's not covering it, you know.
But, I mean, he used to cover it, and you used to call him all the time on the subject of Leo Wanta. That's what I'm asking. Are you still talking to him about it?
No, without a show, it's kind of difficult to call in to a show that doesn't exist. So, no, and you know,
Don, the Don from Ohio. Well, you're both from Ohio.
Yeah.
the guest. Oh, I mean, excuse me, not the guest. The one that called in, Don. Okay, I interviewed when I first found out about this situation. I found out about it myself from reading in Greg Zizmansky's website, and I went down and I did some research on it, and I did my own private investigation on it, and then I had Greg Zizmansky on my own show when I was in Phoenix on KFNX. Okay, and that's where I decided to get, you know, I got interested in it, and I followed it for a while just to make sure that it was valid. And I've been following it, you know, ongoing since then. And I have indeed looked at documents and so forth, and I have paralleled, as I said, certain events that are happening around the world and comparing it to what is being reported by Christopher Story. And I'm saying, you know, this is awful interesting. There's a lot of things, which we're going to cover today, some of them, that are very interesting, and they tie in very well with this story, because I know there's a lot of skeptics out there. But from the research that I've done, and I've done quite a bit of it, and so has Greg Zizmansky, and I'll give him credit for that, okay? There's no doubt in my mind that this is legitimate. It exists. I have seen documents on it, okay? There are certain things that are going on in the world right now, and that have been ongoing, that tie in perfectly with this whole situation. Don, do you have something else?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, which Don are you talking about?
I'm talking about the caller. Could the caller?
Oh, sure. Okay.
this is getting...
yeah. Let's say Don number two, the caller. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you been following up on the Rosie O'Donnell thing on... what they're going to be bringing up on The View here over the next few weeks?
You know, I happen to see a blurb on that. I think it was on Alex Jones' website yesterday or the day before. And although I don't watch The View, I think that should be very interesting. You know, Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View, and, you know, the stuff that she's bringing out is powerful stuff. And that other girl that is, I don't know, the Stepford Wives or whatever it is, you know, that ditz, I would say. You know, she tries to argue, but she really doesn't have an argument. I watched a video clip on Alex Jones' website yesterday on that very issue. So, you know, I think that's very interesting, although I haven't been following it, Don.
Okay. Don, what part of Ohio are you from?
Well, I prefer not to say.
No, okay, no problem on that. I'm Don Canton.
But I'm in Ohio. Let's put
okay.
it that way.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks,
okay,
Don. Appreciate it. Okay, back to this the down the rabbit hole in the Nazi thing. You were looking at the family tree, I believe, again recently.
Well, yeah. You know, the responses, by and large, I would say 99.9% have been positive. I get a lot of researchers, well-known researchers from around the world, congratulating me on the perspective that I took in the original research.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just based upon Skorzeny's statements. In fact, it kind of tied in with something I was researching anyway, and I was interested in looking at how they were able to affect the inauguration of the Federal Reserve. And I had done quite a bit of research on that prior to ever learning about Skorzeny. And I was very interested in Nikola Tesla. And I knew intuitively that his inventions had been stolen and sold for profit, and that it was our government and it was foreign governments that were doing it. Of course, this came directly under the trading with the enemy violations that Union Banking Corporation was charged with in 1941, resulting in their shutdown in 1942.
Right. This is Brown Brothers Harriman and Prescott Bush that were involved in that, right?
And Union Banking Corporation.
Right, yeah.
George Walker. Of course, Walker had other people doing his bidding for him. But then you had the Silesian Company in Poland, which was... also involved. They were financing the communists. They were financing the Nazis, and I came to discover that all the people actually had Nazi backgrounds. So the genealogical research I did was not the typical click on this link and it takes you to the document that they want you to see. I avoided that type of research, and I basically went into the belly of the beast and did my own digging. Now, I found that published information, and it's in Freedom of Information Acts or in publicly accessible documents like census records, showed that there were blatant misstatements being made to census agents. And I went back, I had a deadline to get the article out, and I went back and continued my research, and it's on both sides of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with in-laws and grandparents and everything. I mean, you've never seen so many people die untimely deaths and be replaced by someone else. And when you compare the birth dates and the birthplaces, you run into these brick walls where they have no parents. I mean, you know, how does that happen? Well, they're implanted into the already existing family.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, Don. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're talking about the Bush family connection again. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting and 12180 Shortwave and various other stations across the country.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also...
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Have my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. We're into the Bush family connection again. Don, we got another caller on the line. You want to take him?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Mac from Maryland. Mac, you're on with Michael and Don. Mac, are you with us? Mac, hello. excuse me. We don't have Mac anymore. Mac, you're welcome to call back. Short segment this time. Go ahead and continue, Don.
Well, it's important to take these genealogical patterns under the consideration of what might be behind it. According to Skorzeny, many of these people in the Bush family were trained to be spies. They were spies on Tesla. They were spies for Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
They were involved with the banking families. that were funding the Nazi machine during World War II and prior to World War II. Now, the negative emails I've gotten, people are citing history as it's printed in the books. And you can't acknowledge recorded history, what we've been force-fed, and in light of this research. They contradict each other, so you've got to throw the history books out the window.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if we go back down the line with just about everything that was written, you know, history is written by the winners, and we all know now it's public knowledge that, you know, World War II that we all learned in school, you know, the Pearl Harbor event was no accident. They knew it was coming. I mean, and I can go back, you know, it's been proven beyond any reasonable doubt that Oklahoma City was a false flag event. We know that the Maine was a false flag event. I mean, when you just go on and on and on and on. So, you know, again, with the history books, you just literally have to throw them out because they're being written by these same deceitful liars that are force-feeding us with this, you know, everything's fine. And what do you call it? Britney Spears and the rest of the, you know, feel-good campaign. So go ahead.
The blonde bimbos, I like to call them.
Right. That's, you know, and let me touch on that for just a second. The entire news media is owned and controlled, and it's all about entertainment, and it's all about keeping the public asleep. So, you know, the only time you're going to learn the truth about anything or even speculative possibilities is on alternative media. You're not going to learn it on mainstream media. So go ahead.
Sure. Okay, so taking into account the connection to the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, which is also known as the DVD Dachau, it's the headquarters of the Nazi SS before the war, mm-hmm. and after the war. Now, Canaris was brought to Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma, he ended up in Shawnee, Oklahoma. In my last article, I disclosed his address, and he was teaching as a law professor at Oklahoma Baptist University. Interesting fact, when all these guys supposedly were executed or imprisoned after the war. And Skorzeny himself spoke about how they were given new identities. They were disguised. Some of them actually went through plastic surgery. Skorzeny's scar was removed. He had a big, huge scar, basically covering the whole left side of his face from his ear down to his lips, and that was removed.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, and those pictures came from Skorzeny.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not published pictures, you know, throughout history because they were from his personal collection. But when someone says, well, Skorzeny died in Spain of cancer in 1975, that makes all your research invalid. Quite the opposite. That's part of the lie,
mm-hmm.
that he died. And he had spent time in Argentina. He received $100 million from Evita Perón, money that was eventually funneled into the CIA. So this has been going on for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like another break.
Well, yeah, we're coming up to the top of the hour here. But what we're going to do at the top of the hour, when I come back, we've got a short segment after that, and I'm going to touch again on our pledge drive. But then I want to get into Blackwater, Don, because there's some interesting things going on in that scenario that the listeners and the American public need to be concerned about. So stick with us. We'll be back in three with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. A message for all.